But if you really want to get any time, show them where the money comes from. So the partner that I really enjoyed working with in a number of years, John Privatalli, the Wells Fargo Bank, obviously is the provider of funds, has been a great influencer in people adopting and looking for it. John and I have been trying to make it so that customers, I used to work with Wells Fargo before we spun off to USI, so that customers have an easier time working with us. And so the objective was they could work with our insurance side and our banking side with the exact same information so they didn't have to duplicate and have extra work. So John, if you would just share.
I also wanted to thank everyone for their contributions to this effort. It's really, it's a long haul, there's no question about it, but we've made a tremendous amount of progress, and particularly with the most recent publication of the taxonomy, which I feel has really been honed to be more accurate, more clear, more usable compared to the last version, or the first version. And then also the submission to IDC, which I'm really happy about. I can give you kind of a status report on what I've been up to within Wells Fargo. So last week, I completed a year-long process to actually get approval to release an API that will allow us to bring in data in orange button format specifically for our monthly operating reports. We have a portfolio of probably about 40 utility scale solar power projects and over 300 distributed generation projects that we've amassed. And as you probably know, we receive monthly operating reports from companies like S-Power and our other customers who operate those projects on our behalf. And right now, it's a very manual process to transcribe those reports into the data that we need. And with the advent of this API, and combined with Orange Button, I'm hoping we can streamline the entire process. The other thing that I'll note is that a lot of our customers have sort of a hesitancy or an obstacle in actually translating data into Orange Button format because they are they're using their IT sources for other things, right? And so I found out recently that we have a group within the bank that has an application that can actually make it so we can do it ourselves. So our customers can continue sending us monthly operating reports in the existing format, and then we will translate it to Orange Button and bring it in through the API. That's not the ideal scenario for us. We'd like our customers to send us data in Orange Button format, but I was happy to find this alternative solution that will allow us to streamline the system more quickly. Thank you.
So now we're talking about the data standards. We've got others, but you've been working with NERC. Can you give a brief update on what NERC is?
Sure.
How it's one of the siloed data sets that we're bringing together.
Sure. So the NERC GADS effort, which Sumanth actually turned me on to, is an effort to monitor the performance of solar power projects down to, I think it's 20 megawatts. And I think the plan may be to go even smaller.
Yeah, it's not big and it's still low.
Yeah, so, it's a big, so what NERC is gonna do is they're going to require that data on the performance of projects down to the inverter level, actually, be sent to them so they can monitor the performance of solar power projects like they do other generators. And obviously it's a huge data challenge. And so I've been working with the committee as a contributor to encourage them to at least include the option to send data in Orange Button format. And so right now, we're still in the process of defining the data terms that will be required, but then once that's done, we're going to translate those terms into Orange Button and include that as an option in the documentation for that requirement.
Okay. Well, one of the projects,